window for your tomb. You can't compare the world sitting there. Repress your insecurities. Watch it escape. Give me artificial. Give me superficial. Give me a commercial for life that can't be bought.
Welcome to another episode of the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This one is 144. I'll probably title it Episode 144. Makes sense to me. I'm Absolute Deicide, editor-in-chief of www.gruntfreepress.com. And I'll remind you guys, if you go to the site, scroll down to the bottom of the page, there's a donate button there, which, I mean, that would be nice. But there's also a form down there that you can write and submit your own shit. Reviews, you write your own reviews, thoughts, fucking rants, whatever. I mean, preferably video game related, at least tangentially. I mean, I'll take a look at it and maybe post it up on the site. I mean, I'm not going to pay you. I'm only going to put up the stuff that I like. I mean, it doesn't... I mean, we can try to work it out depending on what it is. I mean, just make sure it's up to the sky high Grunt Free Press standards we got going on. And yeah, I mean, you're probably going to remain anonymous. I mean, if you want, I mean, I'd prefer it if I didn't fucking, you know, put your name in there either. So it's just going to be fucking just the article, whatever you put, and fucking that's it. Whatever you write, hopefully not your name. I'm not looking for any fame whores over here, you know, just fucking, conveniently, that's also a fantastic way to cover my own ass if something retarded is, written over there, then nobody can trace it back to me. But, I mean, yeah, we're in this together, people, keep that in mind. podcast@gruntfreepress.com, that's also a great way to get in touch with the show. I mean, I'm here to please to a certain extent, a very, very limited extent, not you know, very, 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 very limited, but, yeah, you know, who's also been having a pretty big string of disappointments lately and has been failing to please me. The guy who writes my segues and Microsoft. I'm not one of those queers that fucking spells like, you know, Microsoft or the fucking dollar sign for the fucking S or whatever. No, nothing like that. I don't fucking hate the company. I mean, I was more of like an OG Xbox person in like the PS2 days. Like, I guess more into Xbox for the most part. I love the fucking 360. The 360 was the best fucking console since the NES, as far as I'm concerned. And yeah, I mean, I've definitely played my, Xbox One a hell of a lot more than my PS4 this generation, just because it's going off the 360, and then fucking like, oh, well, it might as well play on Xbox. I mean, again, this generation, like, a lot of the fucking games are the same fucking games, not a lot of exclusives, and the exclusives that have been coming out, I like the fucking Xbox One's better. So I played the Xbox One. I played a hell of a lot more than PS4, definitely more than the fucking two fucking systems that Nintendo was put out during that time, and this generation of consoles. I mean, I've migrated to mostly playing on PC, but again, that's fucking, I've been playing on a PC. It's a fucking Microsoft Windows PC, so I think I've got my credentials in order there. I'm not some fucking, you know, see people, oh, Microsoft sucks, and they're all, you know, it's all fucking like Sony fanboys or whatever the fuck, you know. I'm not like that. I'm just, so don't take it as, again, somebody who puts dollar signs in fucking Microsoft however he spells it. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, in the past, I mean, the thing about Microsoft, like, as far as gaming went, was, what they would do is that they'd fucking under-promise and over-deliver on shit. You know, for the most part, they avoided, like, the fanboy hype bullshit that Sony basically lives off of. I mean, every fucking PlayStation exclusive that you hear about, it's the greatest fucking work of art created by fucking human hands in the history of fucking the world, like that type of thing. It's just fucking, oh, this is it. This is fucking, you know what I mean? That's the vibe they put out, every PlayStation exclusive. And people fucking run with that shit. But, I mean, yeah, Xbox games are usually like, you know, it's just like, hey, check this shit out. It's kind of cool, right? I mean, fucking, like, we think you'd have fun with this shit, you know? And then, like, you play, it's like, dude, this is fucking amazing. Like, you know what I mean? I mean, like, the truth usually lies somewhere in the middle of that, as they say. I think that's a Nina Hartley quote. So yeah, I mean, Microsoft is usually pretty fucking humble as far as, you know, advertising and announcements go. I mean, they used to be. I mean, now I don't know what the fuck they're doing. But yeah, when they say, when, you know, it used to be like, you know, if they were like, hey, you know, this is a big deal. If they made a big deal out of something, like, it used to mean that it was, again, it was like a fucking, like, a game changer or something, like fucking whatever, Xbox Live or fucking, I don't know what else. I mean, fucking, or even like the hardware that they had, you know, it's like fucking, hey, we have a fucking internal hard drive. Like, you don't have to buy fucking memory cards anymore. Like, yeah, that's kind of cool. Like shit like that, you know, like, so anyway, that's sort of what I would expect in the past, you know, like fucking, but now not so much. I mean, recently they either fucking they get in the habit of, like, they'll hype something up that nobody gives a fuck about, like fucking, like, oh no, this is important, and then, like, fucking, you see what it is, it's like, yeah, it's kind of gay, or they'll have like a decent idea going on there, but then they don't follow through with it, or they don't stick to their guns long enough to prove that it was a good idea, you know, like, again, when fucking the Xbox One was first launching there, and they're like, oh, you know, it's fucking, you know, if you buy a fucking physical, you know, if you're going to buy a physical game, you get a fucking digital copy with it and shit. But, you know, then the whole thing was fucking, oh, that's like DRM and blah, 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 and fucking always online, which wasn't always. I'm not going to go into the whole fucking thing. But, I mean, yeah, it's like fucking, oh, that was an awesome idea. Like, that would have been a fucking big deal, a game changer. That's fucking part of the reason now. But now I'm just like, dude, why the fuck would I buy physical games, period? Like, I just don't do it anymore. It's fucking all digital. But if they did that, it would have been, you know, again, it would have been fucking completely different. You know what I mean? It would have been fucking, if it took off. But yeah, I mean, they folded because of just fucking internet outrage bullshit, or custom soundtracks too. They had that for fucking, they dropped that for the new console, for all their games, like, completely, pretty much. But I mean, that was one of the fucking features that made the 360 like fucking godlike. Like, this is fucking, like, awesome. Like, this is something I've wanted for years, dude. Yeah, years I fucking wanted just to have custom soundtracks and games. Oh, cool, it's here. And then now we're going to take it away because we don't want to, you know, it's too difficult to do, like, the licensing or whatever the fuck was the problem. It's just like, dude, what the fuck? So, the most recent big initiative they've been pushing is the whole PC and consoles are the same thing, like that talking point of pretty much, you know, Xbox is a service, or it's on, you know, Xbox console, or you're on the Xbox app on the PC, is the same thing. You know, the fucking Windows Store, Microsoft Store, whatever. It's like, oh, everything's tied together. It's all the same. All our games are going to be coming to both. And everything's integrated on your PC that's on the console, or you buy the dedicated console, and if you buy a if you have a PC, everything's fucking compatible, backwards compatible, and all the systems going forward. And that's been like the overview, like the pitch that they've been given. You know, you buy an Xbox console or you buy a fucking Windows PC, you get the same games and services. Everything's just tied to your fucking account, you know. It's just a matter of how much money you're willing to spend on the physical system if you want to get better graphics and performance or if you just want to buy like a console or, you know, just for the convenience of just, it's just a box I'm going to fucking, you know, put in my entertainment center, plug it in my TV, like whatever, like, you know what I mean? Which, you know, sounds good. It's like, simple enough. It's just fucking, again, it's just the same shit. Just depends on the hardware you're using of what you're going to get out of it. But, you know, just different tiers of the same thing. So, I mean, yeah, they'll probably fucking abandon that before too long, I'm sure. A case in point. And yeah, I know I fucking highlighted this before, but if you're playing on your PC and you open up your games library, you know, they've got the unified account part of it, right? I mean, you can see every fucking Xbox game you fucking own, like every digital game that you own on your fucking Xbox account will show up there on your PC, the same account, you know what I mean? So they got that part, right? You know, digital games, obviously, all listed there on your fucking PC, but the problem is, it just says, you know, you can't fucking play them. It just says fucking name of the game, then fucking not available on this device. Like, you can't play them on the fucking PC. You can look at them. You can look at them like, hey, I own these fucking games, but, you know, you can't play them. And yeah, I just don't understand why not. Like, you know, I've heard them saying like fucking like, oh no, the Xbox, the operating system on the Xbox One and the fucking it's just Windows 10. It's, you know, it's the same fucking thing. And yeah, I mean, if that's the case, then you should be able to, you know, shouldn't they just be able to fucking flip a switch and just unlock all those games right there, like fucking in a second? Just like, oh, it's the same thing. Just fucking it's the same account, like same fucking operating system, like fucking whatever. I mean, the only reason not to, I mean, that I can think of anyway, is, you know, you'll have these fucking snobby PC elitist faggots complaining about the games not working well, you know, with a keyboard and mouse, you know, like, just fucking like, oh, it just doesn't work well with this fucking keyboard and mouse or whatever, you know, or they can't adjust enough fucking settings, visual settings, and, oh, I wanted fucking, you know, I wanted displaying on my four monitors and fucking, you know what I mean, and fucking blah, 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 or, you know, you can't fucking add mods to it or whatever, or shit like that, you know, that fucking PC fags complain about. Who fucking cares, dude? You know, fuck those people. Like, fuck them. Who cares? I just put a little fucking disclaimer up of just like, you know, this is an Xbox game. Like, it requires a fucking gamepad to play. You know, there's fucking limited adjustable graphical options. Go fuck yourself, you whiny bitch. Boom, done. You know, fucking flip the switch, get it out. Fuck them. I mean, the other possibility is there's some kind of like legal or contractual issue, you know, going on there. Like, most likely fucking and Microsoft has the rights to, you know, the wording and whatever contracts were signed to get the games on their systems, like on Xbox, like, I don't know, like whatever, like maybe it was something like, you know, to be licensed to, like, you know, the Xbox brand console or the fucking Xbox 360 brand console type of deal. So you know, they want to be able to move it to something else, like a, like PC or whatever, or fucking Xbox One. Like, they want to be able to go forward with it without signing like some, like another contract with whoever owns the rights, I'm guessing. Like, but I mean, that kind of begs the question of just like, you know, the how did Sony manage to bring like their entire library forward from, like, you know, PS1 to PS2, PS2 to PS3 and shit? Well, I mean, they had like the PS3 for a limited time. Just saw every fucking game you own, you just throw it in there and it fucking works and whatever. I mean, they dropped it for PS4. I mean, I think maybe there was some kind of loophole there that was closed between, like, recently in the past, like, whatever, 5, 6, 7 years or whatever, that, you know, they closed that up. I mean, I think there was some kind of, like, just like an emulation chip in PS2s, you know, like there's like a PS1 emulation chip that was in a PS2, so it was like, oh well, there's also you know, something like that, but like technically there's just like part of when you bought a PS2, it's like, oh well, it includes this chip that's, you know, just like a PS1 on a chip or whatever, just, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, you know, they own the, why not? They own the system. Which is like, I don't know, can they just do like a fucking, like a dongle or something you could plug into the fucking, into like a PC? If it's like, oh, here's like an Xbox chip or whatever, you know what I mean? Like something like that is something, just fucking plug it in, like a USB thing and fucking, nope, there you go. That unlocks like fucking, you know, emulator or some shit, like an Xbox emulator and you're good to go. I don't know. But yeah, but I mean, yeah, I mean, if that's the case, like if it's a legal thing, I mean, but they must be fucking signing like new contracts in order to have the 360 and the original Xbox games like being backwards compatible. They do one like Xbox One, you know? So, I mean, couldn't they throw in like a fucking, as they're signing those fucking contracts, be like fucking, yeah, well, this is coming to Xbox One and PC, like, you know, just add that on or negotiate that like separately as they're doing it, or just fucking like look, you know, it's fucking where our thing is, it's, you know, it's just fucking like a service or whatever, it's just fucking everything that we're bringing to the consoles coming to PC, so in the contract it's fucking on PC too, you know, or since, like, you know, yeah, Xbox is a service, not a console, like, you know, that if that's the case, like wouldn't shouldn't it like not be an issue at all, but it is, so yeah, I mean, I think they're fucking lying about that, or fucking something fishy's going on there, and as a gaming detective, that's what I am now, I'm a gaming detective, I'm not a journalist, I'll drop the fucking pretending to be a reviewer nonsense, not a fucking commentator or a podcaster, I'm just gonna be a gaming detective, and this is the Grunt Free Press Case Files. And I'm not going to rest until I get to the bottom of this. Anyway, that was a fun character. Well, it lasted. Yeah, I keep hearing, you know, I kept hearing about a fucking big announcement from fucking Microsoft. Oh, a big announcement coming regarding backwards compatibility. And they were hyping it up. I kept seeing, like, it's like, oh, it's going to be on the Inside Xbox show. I don't even know what the fuck that is. I mean, I think it's when you fuck your ex-wife, is that what you call it? You're inside Xbox. But it was all over the fucking, you know, all over the fucking gaming sites of just fucking big announcement, you know, big announcement fucking incoming. And as far as fucking, you know, the Xbox fucking backwards compatibility goes. And yeah, you know, I made a comment or two about, it's just like, you know, this better not just be a fucking list of more backwards compatible games. It better be fucking bigger than that if they're making a big deal about it. Like, say, I don't know, Xbox games, like original and fucking 360 games unlocked on your PC, for instance. Like, that would be nice. But, yeah, I guess what it was. Yeah, guess what it turned out to be. It's just a fucking list of more backwards compatible games. Just on Xbox One, you know, just a list of them. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, that's something. I mean, that's kind of cool, I guess. But I mean, just the hype to reality ratio kind of sucked, you know, as it usually does. That's how it usually works. Yeah, taking a look at what they have there, the games that are going forward or whatever, becoming available on Xbox One. There are some good ones, and some of them are getting enhancements for Xbox One X, fine, but again, I still want to call that, like, huge, like a fucking big announcement. Some of them, Darksiders, which we'll get to that very shortly, which is a good game. Gears of War 2, Portal 2, Red Dead Redemption, which is Red Dead's fucking excellent game. Sonic Generations, I don't know what that is. I mean, I kind of checked out of the fucking 3D Sonic games pretty quickly. Star Wars The Force Unleashed, which was an okay game, which didn't really live up to the hype leading up to it. You notice the theme here? Probably not hype up a bunch of shit. I don't hype up, like, you know, every game that comes out. So, yeah, those are the ones that are getting enhanced. They're getting the fucking 1X fucking enhancements or whatever. Yeah, then they had some OG Xbox games. And yeah, I'm just going to point out the ones that I gave a fuck about. I mean, if you want the full list, I'm sure you can go and find them. I mean, I'm assuming you have a fucking internet connection if you're listening to this. Yeah, Breakdown. That's a fucking really weird game by Sega. It's a first-person sci-fi game. It's mostly like melee fighting. It's also fucking hard as shit. I think I tried playing it when it first came out, like originally on the fucking original Xbox, and fucking yeah, I just got to a certain point. I'm like, dude, this is fucking just ridiculously hard, and I just fucking gave up on it. But yeah, Breakdown. That's actually one on here that I might buy and just try my hand at it because yeah, I'm fucking. Would like to go back to that, but it's been long enough, I think. Give it another shot. Morrowind, that's the best Elder Scrolls game, period. Jade Empire, it's a really good fucking BioWare RPG. Chinese martial arts setting, I fucking liked that game a lot when it came out. Yeah, Full Spectrum Warrior, we actually replayed that not too long ago, which is very cool. Fucking unique squad-based military game. Knights of the Old Republic 2 and Republic Commando, which are two Star Wars games that I didn't really like either of those. I liked the first fucking Knights of the Old Republic, but I thought the second one kind of sucked. And Republic Commando, I wasn't fucking that big on. I think that game was great. So I mean, yeah, there's some fucking decent games on there, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, if fucking Microsoft's committed to, like, again, it's bridging the gap between console and PC, like they say they are. I mean, you can already get fucking, if you have a PC, you can get fucking half of those games already, like fucking wherever, on Steam or whatever. Better versions than fucking, you know, the original Xbox versions, in most cases. And you get them fucking cheaper, and they're already fucking enhanced, you know what I mean? Like, they're already fucking, would look better than fucking whatever, you know, than fucking playing upscaled on a fucking, Xbox One. They could really be fucking gaining ground here by saying, like, it's like, yeah, you know, I'm fucking, it's like, yeah, you could buy those games on Steam, but, you know, if you already bought them with us in the past on fucking a Microsoft platform, and then in that case, you don't have to, you know what I mean? It's fucking, so, well, it's free, you know what I mean? Like, you could buy it on Steam or whatever, but fucking, if you bought fucking Red Dead, you know what I mean? If you bought Red Dead before, oh, I mean, not Red Dead, if you bought fucking Republic Commando before on fucking Xbox, you know what I mean? Or you could just fucking buy it here. Well, again, not, I don't think they didn't have fucking digital games on the original Xbox. I don't know, something, give me something. What did I say for the fucking 360 games? I forget. If you bought, say, Darksiders, if you bought fucking Darksiders on 360, fucking digitally, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, oh, no, you don't have to buy it on Steam, but you can just fucking play it on your PC if you feel like playing it, you know? Just play the 360 version. You know, but you know, then they would have fucking the games. I just mentioned that fucking, that you couldn't get on Steam, that would be on PC for the first time. Yeah, like, could you fucking imagine, like, fucking Red Dead Redemption? Yeah, I think that's one of the best fucking games ever made, just where it's like, oh, well, it's not technically on fucking PC, but it's on Xbox, you know, and fucking Xbox is PC, Xbox is on PC, so, that'd be fucking incredible. If it's fucking like, oh, wow, I could play Red Dead on my fucking PC and shit, that'd be fucking amazing. Yeah, I think that's how they'd get out of the shit show they've been in for the past, like, 5 years, you know, but hey, what do I know? I mean, I'm just a simple fucking gaming detective who has a fucking zit under his fucking tit, and I keep fucking feeling a fucking hard lump there and thinking I have fucking breast cancer, so, I might have to call the fucking gaming physician or just fucking pop it, I guess, but it's kind of gross. Darksiders, I finished Darksiders. Finish it again, I guess. I mean, I shouldn't have fucking doubted my fucking brain damaged memory as much as I did last week. Because, yeah, I was saying, yeah, you know, I was like, oh, don't you get like a horse and fucking shit? But yeah, you do get a fucking horse in the game and a fucking hook shot and a portal gun. I got that right. So I was like, oh, okay, I kind of remember the shit. But then that makes me wonder what the fuck is in Darksiders 2? Because now it's like fucking, I'm like, well, what was Darksiders 2? I don't remember fucking jack shit about that game. Aside from the loot, you know what I mean? I remember just getting a bunch of fucking loot, like Diablo-style loot. But yeah, I mean, we might just find out sooner rather than later, because, yeah, aside from fucking God of War coming out this week, which, judging by the reviews, I've been fucking just kind of skimming through. It's a life-changing experience, I hear. I mean, it just lets you see, like, God, like, actual God, like, no shit, when you play it. Again, it's a fucking PlayStation exclusive, so it's just fucking God just appears when you buy it. Other than that, fucking masterpiece, and yeah, Battletech's coming out in a couple weeks too, which that game looks fucking amazing. It looks like another fucking drought as far as like real big like new releases coming out in the near future. I could probably squeeze Darksiders 2 in there somewhere, I'm sure. But yeah, I mean, fucking yeah, Darksiders, yeah, it's the original one that I played. Yeah, it's a pretty good game. I mean, you heard it here first. Darksiders is pretty good. It's fucking long too. It's like, you know, 15 hours, I think. 15, 20, 15, 16, around there. Something like that. Just for like, for an action game where you're just kind of like beating the shit out of fucking demons and ripping their limbs off for most of it. There's a lot of that. It just keeps going on and on, but it's fun. It is fun. Fucking good game. I think I already went over the combat system. Just, you know, just fucking like low input moves where you're just using the shoulder buttons and the fucking movement stick for fucking modifiers and just kind of doing a couple fucking hit combos or whatever. And it's just a lot of fucking air juggling, fucking knocking dudes around. And once you get the basics of that down, it's almost like button mashing, but button mashing with a purpose. You know, you get what does what type of deal. And but yeah, they keep adding like more and more shit for you to use. So, you know, your weapons and shit. You level up. You know, you level up your fucking main weapons, and you buy more moves for them. You get more utility weapons and tools and shit, and eventually it's kind of a mess trying to deal with that. I mean, I was playing on a fucking controller, and you use the D-pad to select your sub weapons, and so you have like four weapons you can pick from, you know, and you set what you want in those four through like hopefully doing like hotkeys almost, like just fucking I want this in the top, you know, this up, this fucking down and shit, and then you keep moving them around. Doing, you know, which items on fucking which cardinal direction. So, you know, you have fucking four possibilities you can choose from. And then you end up with fucking like 8 or 10 different things that you know, different weapons you're picking from. So it's fucking like, well, I have 8 of these things, but I can only fucking do like 4 directions on the D-pad. So, that's not ideal. I mean, that means there's like, you know, there's fucking, times where you want to, you know, you want to equip, say, like, I don't know, like the fucking, the glaive, and you might have to switch to it to get, it's like, all right, well, I need the glaive to get past like a certain puzzle. So it's fucking like, well, it's not on a fucking hotkey. So it's like, all right, now I have to fucking pause the game, go through the fucking menus, go to the item page, select it, you know, set it to a direction, then fucking back to the game and shit. And it's just like, it just kind of sucks having to fucking pause like that and just like stop and like set the shit up the way you want it. It would have been nice to have like a weapon wheel that you could just fucking just all of them right there and just, all right, I want this. You know what I mean? It's fucking just pauses the game there or slows it down at least is what games are doing now. I hate to play fucking backseat fucking retroactive armchair game designer, even though I do it all the time. I'm not, who am I fucking kidding? But yeah, I mean, just having to fucking pause the game like that just kind of kills the flow of it. And yeah, sometimes you'll have, you know, you have to use fucking like multiple items in like quick succession. Like you're using the hook shot to fucking cross a gap. Then it's like, all right, now I go across the gap. Then like midair, you have to use the fucking glaive to hit a fucking like time switch or something like that, like directly afterwards. And yeah, I mean, a couple times you get really fucked up as to what I had set and like where, like what direction on the D-pad I had each one set. Cause again, you're moving them all around as long as it just fucking stays there. So, that shit gets kind of clumsy and fucking frustrating, you know? I mean, what they could have done too. I mean, well, let me give them a pointer about designing games. Even though, I don't even think the fucking studio that made the game is in fucking business anymore. I think they fucking shut down, but I'll give them a fucking pointer anyway. Yeah, they could have used the fucking, one of the shoulder buttons to, bring up, it's fine if you, like, the, you know, so you have, eight weapons, you have, four directions to choose from, so why don't you just, why don't you use one of the shoulder buttons to switch to, a second set of four, you know what I mean? Hold the fucking right bumper, and then it switches over to, set two, you know what I mean? That would have been fine. And then it could have just fucking stayed in the same spot, so you would have been used to it, you would have been able to fucking switch out real quick. Yeah, I mean, just fucking, yeah, when he wouldn't have even had to fucking bother with letting you switch the position yourself, you know what I mean? Because again, it gets confusing as fuck, where you're just like, well, I need this and this, so this is going to be on the left, this is going to be up, and then it's fucking for an hour later, it's fucking like, well, I had to switch something out, or I got a new fucking thing that overrid that, so yeah, it gets to be a fucking mess, it gets to be confusing. Yeah, you could use the shoulder. I mean, they have one of the shoulders that you use for blocking and dashing and shit, which is all right, yeah, that's fine. That makes sense. You know, it's the right bumper, I think. But then I think that the left bumper that does do it does swap out a second set of fucking hotkeys, but it's for these fucking special moves that you fucking barely ever use in the end of the game. I never fucking used them really. You have a rage meter or a fucking wrath meter that fucking fills up over time. Mine's always fucking full in real life, but my rage meter. You use a bar. You know, it's just a bar on the top that fucking use a bar of that fucking meter to execute these fucking special abilities that I think they're kind of useless, or at least you never have enough meter to really use them fucking that often. You use them fucking rarely enough that I just kind of forgot it was even there. I mean, you start out with this an area of effect attack where these fucking spikes shoot up from the ground, and it's it does decent damage and shit, but it's not that creative a range that the attack goes up on, and again, it uses up one of those bars. I think you start out with just one bar of that fucking meter, and I think by the end of the game you have I had three bars total. So yeah, it's just I didn't really think of fucking you just using that shit. Period. Just plus, it's cool. I have this area of effect thing if people are surrounding me, but then pretty early on in the game, you get the fucking scythe, and it's that thing does radial damage too. So that goes in a circle, and fucking is just it's a regular weapon. It's, I don't have to fucking worry about using a fucking meter for that. So I don't know. I just kind of forgot about that shit. There's other ones too that they use that same meter, but you have to buy them. You have to buy them from fucking a shop. I think one of them just gives you armor. One of them gives you gives your attacks poison. I think the other one adds fire and shit. So I fucked around with those after I bought them. This is kind of cool, but it's fucking completely optional. It's I don't really have to use any of that shit. And they have fucking very limited uses. By the time you have enough currency to buy them from the shop, it's just I'd rather use that. The fucking orbs or whatever, use the currency. I'd rather improve my normal weapons, you know, and I'd rather improve those all the way before I fucking worry about this secondary special ability that I fucking barely use anyway. So yeah, it's just not something that you think about fucking often, you know, using those fucking special attacks. And oh, it's just you just do it so rarely, or you would swap those out so rarely that they probably shouldn't have their own set of hotkeys, you know. It's like you could just fucking just set one of them in the fucking menu, pretty much. That's something that's I'd pause it there and I'll try this one out, the fucking armor one or whatever, and just stick with it. But but they do have that on you hold down the left bumper, and that switches out your sub weapons to that thing, or those fucking special abilities. So meanwhile you do need to fucking constantly swap out the other fucking sub weapons and shit, and then I gotta pause for those and swap them around and shit. So what the fuck, 2008 game, fucking patch your shit, fucking game developer that doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, and holy shit, the end of the game is fucking long. Like, it's not, I mean, that's not necessarily a complaint, really. It's just fucking just that was fucking unexpected. like for the majority of the game, you're just like jumping like hub to hub, like just, you know, dungeon to dungeon. You're going like fairly fucking quickly. You're just fucking like, all right, I just fucking did this level, fucking move on to the next one, fucking go. And you know what I mean? Just fucking pretty quick. I mean, they're decent sized fucking dungeons, but. And just fucking, it's like, all right, beat that, go to the next one, like, type of thing. Yeah, it's like, I'd have no, I mean, the areas, like, the hubs or whatever are fucking, like, big, but I'd have no fucking problem, like, going through them in, like, one session, like, one sitting of, like, all right, well, this is what I'm gonna do now, like, fucking today, do one or two of these and fucking move on. Yeah, but then you get to the last dungeon in the game, and it starts off in this fucking room, this big room with the fucking spinning platforms in the middle of it. And there's this guy in the center of it, and he's fucking telling you, he's like, all right, you gotta direct these fucking beams of light into this room and fucking get them into the center. So, okay. So, go into one of the hallways that's fucking branching off from that center room, and there's this fucking series of like these switch puzzles where you're fucking raising and lowering fucking walls and changing the directions of walkways and trying to make a like a path forward just to get into the next room, which is you know, it was kind of like complex and shit. It took me a little bit to figure it out. Do that, and you know, then you face a boss at the end of it. There's this golem that fucking, you know, is just, he hits hard as fuck. I mean, if it fucking whacks you like twice, you're dead. I mean, he's not that hard once you figure out like when and which way to dodge to get out of the way of his attacks and shit. But still, it murdered me a few fucking times. I mean, you have to use the fucking portal gun, and you just fucking, you know, use fucking make portals to get up on top of his head, and you fucking hit him in the head a couple times, and yeah, it's kind of like fidgety, kind of. I mean, it's. Well, again, once you figure it out, it's not too bad, but it's just fucking like, it's fucking up here and there. But yeah, I mean, you hit him fucking three times, you kill him, and then it's fucking like, all right, boss is dead. And then the beam of light appears there once you get him. So you have to like fucking backtrack through what you just did. You know what I mean? Through the fucking hallway with the fucking switches and all that shit. Figuring out how to get the beam of light back into the center chamber where you started. And it's kind of like an ideal, and it's fucking like an ideal. It's kind of a fucking ordeal, I meant. Goddamn fucking asshole fucking chicken scratch writing. So yeah, so it's fucking, you know, it's fucking like, so yeah, so you're guiding the beam of light into the fucking back in the center of the room where it's fucking just, again, it's just kind of like another fucking puzzle you're figuring out to get the light back into that room. Then it's like, alright, you know, I fucking did it, like, you know what I mean, I fucking solved that shit, fucking went through it, I'm pretty much done, I get the beam of light in the center of this fucking room, but, yeah, but then you have to do it again, you have to go through another, like, another door you can get to that fucking branches off, and then branches off that same room, and you're fucking making portals, you're fucking, you know, fucking riding elevators, doing fucking these physics puzzles and shit. You know, it's just a big fucking, you know, big fucking thing you're going through. Then after that, another fucking golem, like, you have to fight, which is, he's a little bit tougher this time. He's got fucking, like, it's like some of the places you can, some, like, the surfaces you could have put the portals on before are, like, covered in grating, so you have to, like, get him to hit the grating to fucking break it before he can fucking, so it just gets progressively more fucking, more difficult to fucking face the fucking golem. So then again, fucking another beam of fucking light there, you have to direct back into the same room, and this time you're fucking like doing like mirror puzzles, like you're moving fucking mirrors and rotating them and trying to just get him back into that chamber. And then you get back in the chamber, and the guy in the center of the room is like, fucking, oh, just one more beam of light. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude, for fuck's sake. Then to even get to like the next fucking hallway or whatever, the next like branching path, you have to do all this platforming like inside the chamber itself to fucking even get to the last couple of doors you get to go through. Climbing on top of these fucking floating, rotating fucking stones. There's more puzzles, more fucking golems. You get the idea. I mean, fucking on a... So it's like on one hand, it's like, yeah, this is like an impressive fucking intricately designed fucking dungeon with these, all these like connecting like puzzle pieces you're putting together to figure it out. Then on the other hand, it's like, Jesus Christ, this fucking goes on and on fucking forever. And, I really wish I didn't have to fight the same fucking boss, you know, like fucking three times, you know what I mean? Yeah, then the kicker is you fucking finish that fucking giant level, and it's like, all right, finally get back to, like, the main, like, open world, you know? And then it's fucking like, all right, cool, well, that's done. I wonder what's next, you know what I mean? Like, was it like boss fight or what? Like, the final fight or something new or whatever? But then they straight up pull a fucking Zelda, and they say, like, fucking, well, now you have to find these seven pieces of a broken sword or something, like, fucking the Triforce, pretty much. It's like, oh, you know, the pieces are fucking scattered all over the land. So it's like, oh, Jesus, fuck, man. You backtrack into, like, every fucking region you've already been to looking for those pieces. And it's not that they're fucking hard to get. I mean, you're just kind of using the gear that you didn't have before to get to places you couldn't reach before. But, Jesus Christ, it's just like, yeah, enough already. It's like after that fucking, like, huge fucking dungeon, like, the last thing I want to do is just fucking, like, go and fucking revisit all the places I've already been. So I don't want to sound fucking too down on the game. Like, I like fucking Darksiders quite a bit. It's just, you know, just towards the end, just fucking the minor things, like, started getting to me. But yeah, overall, fucking, Darksiders is still a fucking great game. You can read the review over at gruntfreepress.com, or you could write your own review. Remember that little nugget, golden nugget of shit. Hibernation never quit till the silent slumber. Now October feast, feel the same grace for the caution from delays. Don't feed the bears or the bears will feed on you. Long for the bottom of the cocktail, but they're not coming. This is a bad. All the bombs recharge, but Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. Hopefully you took that short break, short commercial break, to read the Darksiders review over at gruntfreepress.com. Yeah, you know, it was a positive review, like I said. I mean, although I'm not at liberty to say who actually wrote it, because I protect my sources. Also, a bit of trivia here that I learned that I figured I'd just pass along, because again, we're all about the free sharing of information here. When you're writing, after a sentence, you write a sentence, then fucking period, double space, start the next sentence. Yeah, don't do that. That's actually wrong. You're only supposed to do a single space after every sentence. And I've been fucking double spacing everything for, like a quarter of a fucking century or so. That's how I was taught to do it. I mean, nobody fucking bothered fucking correcting me on that, which is odd. I mean, considering the internet and fucking, where fucking everybody corrects everything, usually incorrectly. But yeah, I mean, single spaces after sentences. I mean, I fucking heard about that from a certain British, Canadian, Scottish, alt-right Nazi fucking immigrant. I didn't fucking believe it when I heard it. I'm like, dude, you're a fucking idiot, dude. And I fucking, then I'm like, wait a minute. I looked it up, and it's just like, motherfucker. Motherfucker's right. I guess it's just single spaces after every fucking sentence. I guess like the double spacing things, that's like a holdover from old-timey fucking typewriter days and fucking early word processors. You would have to do that. Or I guess like fucking certain, capital letters would take up more space, so you'd have to double space to like compensate. But I mean, I have like some kind of excuse, because I did actually used to write on fucking old typewriters. I have like old fucking typewriters I had just for the fuck of it. Just I would buy it like fucking whatever, Salvation Army and shit, just fucking like, I like the way this looks, and I'd fucking type out stupid little stories as a fucking kid and shit on those. So I'll in my defense, that's why. But yeah, fucking normally on a fucking modern computer, a single spacing, which that's going to be a fucking bitch of a habit to break there. But yeah, that's your professional writing tip for the week. It fucking blew my fucking mind. And then Ikaruga news. Ikaruga is coming out for the Nintendo Switch, which I think it's been released for every other platform since it originally released on the Dreamcast. And yeah, we've mentioned fucking Ikaruga on here multiple times. Great fucking game. Hard as balls, but keep playing it. I mean, I keep fucking playing it anyway, trying to get a little bit further, and fucking, just because it's fucking an incredible game. It's just fucking, just really fun to fucking play. Just, you're probably not gonna fucking beat it, unless you're fucking some kind of, like, space shooter champion or whatever it is. Hard fucking game. I mean, if you don't own it on another platform already, I mean, yeah, check it out on Nintendo Switch when it comes out, I guess. Though, if you're one of those people who fucking only owns fucking Nintendo Switch, doesn't own any other platforms, I'm sorry. You should probably focus on getting something else first. Just putting that out there. So, yeah, I also did a lot of driving this week. There's actually quite a bit of car news here. I randomly started playing Forza Motorsport 7, and I got sucked right back into it pretty hard. And I was worried that it had been so fucking long since I booted the fucking game up. I'm like, I'm going to be fucking rusty. It's going to take me forever to get fucking back into the groove of fucking driving and shit. But it is a fucking driving simulation. It's a driving fucking sim. I can drive a fucking car in real life, so it's just fucking like, oh, gas and brake, and it's how cars work, I guess. So try to go fast. I mean, try to go faster than the other cars. I mean, there's really, really not much more to it. The cool thing about fucking not playing the game for months is, they added a ton of shit to the game since the last time I played. There's car packs and the tracks, events, and yeah, you earn credits every day for every race that your driver tar or whatever appears in and in other people's races. So as soon as I started up the game, it's 50 fucking messages like, here's 24 cars for fucking free, and now because you have more cars you own, here's your car collector score went up, so here's a bunch of rewards for that too, and here's a couple million bucks for I don't even fucking know why. I didn't even do checking into the Forza Hub where I get a bunch of free money, free fucking credits anyway every month for playing every fucking Forza game. But even separate from that, it's just gifts. Here's just a ton of shit, and turn 10 gifted you some more cars. Here's your drive attire payout for the past 3 months or whatever, and okay, I'll take that. And I wish real life was like that, if people gave me money for checking out of stuff and not doing shit, because I think I'd be on a private island somewhere or in a cabin out in the woods with the money I'd be making. But then if I did that, I guess I'd be making even more money. Forza 7 is great. I think it's still one of the best looking games out there. And yeah, the Forza games, it's easy to dismiss them as it's just another fucking Forza, same shit, same game, slightly improved. But that's kind of the point of a simulation, every game. And not only does it just looks more realistic, but then they add little elements and variables and, rain and fucking puddles and shit that affect the tracks, and the cars feel more realistic. They just add more little things as you're driving that changes like I couldn't even fucking begin to describe because I'm not really a car guy, and plus I'm a fucking terrible podcaster. So but the physics, the way that the damage is handled, the way the tracks look, and a lot of the tracks do. They're the same tracks I've driven on for the past six fucking Forza games. I've played all of them, but they're just so much more fucking detailed now. It's kind of the point where it's just getting closer and closer to photorealism, because it's a fucking simulation. That's what they're going for. And well, once again, because I still fucking hear this and it still drives me fucking nuts. Anyone claiming it's Forza, it's not a fucking simulation. It's an arcade racing game. they either get fucking Forza Motorsport, they're getting it mixed up with Forza Horizon. Where it's it's the same. I played Forza Horizon 1. When it came out, and people saying, it's not fucking Forza, it's not a simulation. I played it and I was doing whatever, fucking silly arcade shit and fucking Forza Horizon. So no, it's not. It's just arcade shit. Don't know what they're talking about. But either that or it's fucking you hear that, or it's fucking, it's the same shit. They release the same game every year again. Just fucking, they haven't really played them. or even more infuriating is fucking just the regular, I like the Horizon game. It's the, motorsport games, is fucking, they have to be more like the Horizon games. They have more fun with those, and Forza Motorsport needs to be fucking more like wacky and fun and shit. You just don't get it. or you get fucking, a cool simulation, I guess. You just fucking sit there, they have the driving line, and fucking the cars pretty much just drive themselves, and they brake for themselves and shit, and you barely fucking drive them. And because there's this thing called called an options menu where you can fucking go into that and just tweak every little fucking setting and turn off fucking every assist, and once you do that, the cars are almost impossible to fucking handle with a controller. You almost need a full fucking setup with a racing wheel and shit and a shifter and pedals, because it's just so then it's so granular, so fucking everything's crazy when it's off like that. I can't fucking handle the shit. I still have some assists on after playing for so long, but I also fucking Again, because I'm playing as a sim, I can't drive a fucking standard in real life. So I'm like, yeah, well, it's whatever, automatic, whatever. I'm not going to fucking deal with that shit either, which people will give me shit for, but whatever, you know, this is how it is. So yeah, people complain about that. And it's just, oh, you're fucking retarded. Like either way, like I used to think people are getting Forza mixed up with Project Gotham Racing. Which made sense. I mean, because Xbox had these two separate fucking racing series going on at the same time, which was kind of strange. But yeah, it's been so long since Project Gotham came out at this point. It's just like people are either fucking willfully ignorant of what Forza is, or just straight up fucking retarded, or both. Like, you know, it's just like whenever I hear that same shit, it's just like you just don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But yeah, Forza is fucking addictive. I mean, it's addictive in like a good way. Like this, it's not grindy. Even though you're leveling up, you're earning currency. It's just I barely fucking think about that aspect of it. Yeah, it's just a game where you fucking drive cars. You know, it's just kind of driving for the sake of driving. You just get driving like a specific car, getting if you know, because the cars just all feel fucking so different. Again, just one of those things where it's just like little fucking tweaks and shit, where it's like every fucking car just feels different, you know. And just getting a feel for the car that you're in, just mastering the hand, how it handles, you're trying to learn how to brake and fucking corner with it and shit. And I'd even say like the racing part of it's like almost secondary, which sounds fucking odd, I know, but it's just more driving than racing is the way I look at it. But I find the game, like playing the game, I think it's really fucking like relaxing playing it. You know, it's you just fucking zone out, you get in that fucking like zen state, and all you can really pay attention to is just the track in front of you, the cars around you, and you're constantly just making little microscopic fucking adjustments as you're driving. And that's the simulation part of it, where you know, so your first lap around the track is just feels fucking very different from every other fucking lap you make, just because you know your tires are fucking heating up, and the fuel's being used, so your car's getting lighter in the back and shit, and or the front, depending on where the fucking gas tank is, like you know, and just I don't even know. Is there a car with a fucking gas tank? And I think there is. I think there's like one or two. It's like the engine, everything's in the fucking back, and it's like everything's swapped. Like, I don't know. But you can just like feel like every little difference on each car, each type of car, like each individual car. You know what I mean? Just So you know, you might get into like a minor little fucking scrape up with another car, or you know, just off the line, like on the first corner or something like that. And it's like, other than that little fucking, I nudged that guy or whatever. But it's like, I've been driving fine. And then like, it seems like it didn't do any damage. You're good. You're just driving. And then like 5 minutes into the race, it's like, you notice that you start like drifting a little bit to the left. And that just gets like worse as you go, you know, or it's just like you can't quite hit the fucking top speed. You know what I mean? Something's fucked up, or your brakes are a little bit squishy. And that just gets fucking progressively worse over, as you keep going, as you keep driving, you know what I mean? It's just like, just adds up as you go. I'll start fucking playing and just be like, I'll just, you know, do like a race or two. And, but most of the races aren't that long. Like, you know, so it's like, all right, I'll do like one or two races. And it's like, well, I am in this fucking series. This, you know, maybe I'll, series is only like five races. Maybe I can finish that. And then, you know, then you keep going. Then fucking hours have gone by because as you're playing, you're just so fucking focused on what you're doing, like in the moment, the entire time, you just fucking don't even notice like how long you've been fucking playing. It's a really hard game to fucking play and smoke butts at the same time and fucking drink coffee while you're doing it. That's one knock I do have against it. I mean, I'll be fucking driving and like fucking like, my fingers are getting hot, and it's fucking like, my fingers are getting fucking really hot, and then it's like, oh fuck, dude, I'm fucking burning myself and shit, and fucking ashes all over the place. So I don't know how they could fix that, but look into it. Speaking of cars and focuses, you know, sometimes video games spill over into real life, into the real world, or maybe it's the other way around. Think about it. But today, right after I finish this fucking horseshit, I'm gonna go pick up a new car, and by new, I mean used, of course. I mean, I'm fucking poor as shit. So I'm going to be trading in my 2002 Ford Focus for, ready for it, a 2007 Ford Focus. So, I mean, what can I say? I'm an adventurous guy. So I didn't fucking like purposely do that. Like, it's just, you know, just after a long, grueling search for the absolute best deals on cars, and, you know, going comparing and checking, you know, just checking out consumer reports and shit like that. I actually just typed in fucking used cars near me. I just did that to a fucking search engine and fucking just picked the cheapest one with the least amount of miles on it, pretty much. Just happened to be a newer model of the shitbox that I have now. This might not be fucking too interesting to fucking some of you, but I mean, but then again, you know, my car's kind of been a supporting character on the show, I think. I mean, I've documented its fucking rusting and decaying over the fucking years. I got a few good stories out of it, you know. Most recently, the fucking driver's seat, just fucking completely fucking collapsing, on itself a few months ago. So yeah, I mean, I've been driving and fucking taking naps at fucking work with my back all fucking twisted up into it. You know, it's fucking like no real support, just like fucking whatever, like one side completely fucking collapsed and shit. So, that doesn't fucking work though great for me. As a matter of fact, I've been getting these fucking real bad fucking headaches lately, possibly because of that, you know, just because of fucking my spine being fucking twisted, and again, sleeping with my fucking head, like all fucking neck, all fucking craned up and shit. And, yeah, it feels like somebody fucking hit me in the head with a fucking baseball bat half the time. So it's either the fucking broken seat or a fucking brain cancer or something like that. But, don't fucking used cars salesmen, they usually get a fucking bad rap, isn't that what the usual, like, the stereotype is? Like, oh, they're fucking pieces of shit, like, whatever. You know, they're fucking skeezy fucking shitbags, fucking used car salesmen. Used car salesmen. The guy I bought the fucking car from was fucking awesome. Like, he just, you know, I pull into the fucking, the lot, he fucking just, you know, just like a garage, with a fucking bunch of used cars around it and shit, and just, he just comes up to me, comes out of the fucking garage, he's like, hey, you know, I'm like, I'm looking for a car, you know, I fucking emailed you guys. He's like, hey, well, what car are you interested in? I'm like, fucking, the Focus right there. He just fucking literally just fucking throws the keys. Well, he goes in, gets the keys, fucking throws them at me. He's like, fucking up, go fucking drive it around. like whatever, man, just drive it around however long you fucking want. I don't care. And just fucking just bring it back and just, you know, tell him if there's anything wrong with it that you notice. So, you know, he doesn't fucking check my license, doesn't fucking take any information down. He just gives zero fucks about anything. Just fucking just, I'm like, all right. So fucking, so sure, fucking just get in, fucking drive it around. Fucking bring it back. After a while, he's like, yeah, is it good? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty much like exactly like my old car, just not about to fucking disintegrate. But plus it has fucking heat and air conditioning, so that's a plus. I haven't had that in fucking years. That'd be nice. So it's like, he's like, all right, good. You know, you want to buy it? Like, sit down. We sit down. He's fucking asked a couple questions. He's, you know, he doesn't try to fucking like upsell me on anything. He actually just fucking knocks a bunch of money down. He's just like, yeah, whatever, man. Just fucking, you know, I'll fucking take your old car and junk it for you and knock fucking some money off of it. And plus probably because after talking to him, he's like, I'm a fucking poor, pathetic piece of shit. And it's a fucking, yeah, fucking car's like $4,000. So I'm just like, all right, fucking, he's like, are you going to pay for it? And it's fucking like, here, just fucking give him my credit card, fucking swipes it. And it's like, all right, well, you own it now. So fuck it. Paid for, it's mine. You know, I'm white, so one thing I do have going for me is I have good credit. So, and what's funny is, the only thing I noticed that was wrong with it was, as I was driving, he's like, oh yeah, the fucking, oh, he told me too before. It's like, oh, the center console's fucking busted and it's kind of just like hanging there. So he's like, fucking, he's like, yeah, you want me to fucking fix that for you? Just to take it out of your old car? Because it's like, fucking, the one thing wrong with this car is it's fucking the one thing that's still standing in my old one. So he's like, I'm like, yeah, sure. He's fucking grabs a screwdriver, goes up to my car, just fucking pops the center console out. He's like, I'll just fucking screw it in and pop it right back into that one. So, yeah, he was saying too, he's like, fucking, you know, my old car is fucking leather seats. This new one's fucking like whatever, cloth or whatever. So I'm like, guys, you know, the one thing I will miss is the fucking the leather seats. Like before my fucking shit was all broken. But he's like, oh yeah, you know, if that was fucking still like, if it wasn't all busted up, he's like, hey, what if, he's like, I would have swapped the fucking leather seats out with fucking that one too. Like whatever, just free. Like he just would have done it, you know? So yeah, so it's just like, you know, he's just fucking taking shit apart out of my old one that's still fucking working and putting it in the new one, you know, putting it in the new one I'm buying. So I'm just gonna have this fucking Frankenstein fucking monster of a car like out of the gates. So I'm like, oh, well, you know, there you go. Yeah, I mean, just the fucking past few days. I mean, you should fucking see what I'm driving. Just again, this fucking busted seat, the fucking floors in the car are all fucking rotted out. You know, the fucking center console is fucking ripped out, you know, so it's fucking just, I have like no fucking nowhere to rest my arm fucking on. So I'm just driving all like hunched up, you know, my seat's broken, my back's all fucking twisted, no fucking cup holders. So I've got fucking, I'm driving with my fucking coffee between my legs. I got a fucking second coffee near the, just fucking like, you know, wedged up between like the emergency brake and shit. So I'm just like propping that up with my knee. My fucking tires are going flat. My fucking muffler has been fucking held up by a coat hanger for like years. You know what I mean? Like one side of the outside of the car is just all fucking jagged, fucking rust and shit, exposed metal. So yeah, simulate that fucking Forza. I mean, I'm a pro. Just for fucking surviving, fucking driving that thing for forever. So yeah, I mean, that's all going to change today, though. I mean, I'll finally be out of that fucking quantum conundrum. I actually played Quantum Conundrum, but and that's probably the best segue you can do to fucking anything. I've been waiting for that one. Like, that's a good one. But fucking but unfortunately, I don't really have too much to say about fucking Quantum Conundrum because I only played it for like an hour or so. So we'll probably get to that next week. I'll repeat that again. I'll definitely use that again. And then, also next week we get God of War, which is more like God of Games from what I've heard. And yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm sure it's a good game and shit. But I was actually listening to a podcast. It was a spoiler free podcast on fucking God of War. And I'll fucking warn you right now. I'm going to spoil the shit out of it next week. That's just a heads up. But yeah, they were talking about the whole like one shot thing. Just how they were the game director and shit when he was with them as the fucking the Game Informer podcast. They were saying like, oh yeah, we had fucking a Game Informer show or whatever, and they were saying like fucking like, oh yeah, you know, we had the guy in here, like fucking the director there, the Corey fucking Barlog or whatever. It's like, yeah, when he was in here, like they're making a big deal about like that one shot thing, you know, all the games fucking all this like one shot and you know, they're making a big deal about that for the previews we were doing for the game, and then they were saying like fucking like, oh yeah, but as we were playing it, like fucking, it's really not really a big deal, is it? In fact, I think like the exact wording they used was it's like, yeah, no, it's cool that it was a fucking artistic decision that the developers made, and but playing it, like, it's really like almost like no impact for playing it. And and they're just like fucking, that's just a really odd thing to do, like to hype up for fucking like the marketing of the game, you know. So, just sounds like somebody read the gruntfreepress.com article, or either that, or, you know, I was just fucking right about that shit. But yeah, we'll find out for ourselves on Friday, I guess, when the game comes out. But what assholes fucking release a game on Friday, by the way? That's fucking gay. That's pretty gay. I hate when people do that shit. Yeah, in the meantime, you can check out that article and more at the aforementioned gruntfreepress.com. You can email your vehicle war stories to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I'm Absolute Deicide, and yeah, I'm about to go play the most dangerous game of all, which is dealing with the RMV, which is another thing that Forza needs to simulate. So, stay safe, stay strong, and stay the fuck away from me. And peace out.